Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Ladies and gentlemen, we just got some very dark and disturbing news in here in the B studio that affects country music in a profound and significant way. And how did I put it off the air a minute ago? I don't want to live in a world. I don't want to live in a world where this is a reality. But, ladies and gentlemen, please do not kill the messenger. Willie Nelson has quit smoking marijuana.
It is true.
Willie Nelson says he has puffed his final joint. The country music legend and longtime marijuana legalization advocate, still touring at 86, says that for health reasons, he no longer smokes the marijuana.
Well, he can't breathe. He said specifically, I'm having trouble breathing.
Well, why quit now? I mean, the guy's 200 years old.
Well, he may be, but he wants to breathe. You can't, you know, point, doesn't he have gills, for crying out loud. And
vape, let him vape. Get some vapes. Get him some of them gummy bears.
Yeah, maybe the edible. What, I don't know. Yeah. I don't know what Willie does. I don't know what he, I know that smoking it is what he preferred.
That's sad. I mean, say what you want. I mean, I'm just smoking weed. I mean, that ain't for everybody, but it's for him. You know, that's like telling George Clooney he can't make out with chicks anymore.
Okay.
Well, he can. He's married.
Who else?
He's already been told.
That's like telling Leo DiCaprio he's had his last boat party with his bikini women.
My grandfather. It's like my grandfather who had a beer every single day of his life until he went into a nursing home. And it's the day they would not allow it.
And shame you for not smuggling him beers in there.
I did. Oh. And the one day I smuggled a beer into the retirement home, I have never seen such a happy man as my grandfather. And he was in his 80s.
Oh, I bet.
So I don't know. It'll make him appreciate it a little bit more. Get him off of it. Let him start to... You know.
Listen, Jer, the last person I'd worry about is Willie Nelson. He's got people. You know? They're making cookies and butter and candy and all kinds of stuff for him.
Wow.
I'm sure of it.
Cookies and butter.
Somebody's trying to act like they don't have a mountain of knowledge about this.
Oh, I have a mountain of knowledge. I just don't have a license yet. But it is in the works.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.